Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend, okay, today I want to cover four situations that I want you to avoid putting yourself into. Four situations that will hurt you when you're trying to build that know, like, and trust factor, when you're trying to build that connection with that possible client. Because what I'm hearing from some of my clients and what I hear time after time is that they may be leaving their guest in the parking lot, in the driveway. What do I mean by that? So I used a scenario one time with a group that I was coaching, and I said, I don't want you to wait before you start connecting with people until you have 100 people in your email list or 100 people in your Facebook group or wherever, because it's kind of like you're having a guest party at your house. You're having a party at your house, and maybe you have 50 people coming over for Christmas lunch. And you're, you know, of course, the first guest, there's always a first guest when you're having people come over. And when that first guest walks in your door, you're like, wait a second, I have to wait till the other 49 get here before I can start having a conversation with you. So just wait right here until we get all 50 in here. Sounds so silly, right? So silly. Like, we wouldn't do that. As soon as the first guest arrives at our house, we would, you know, welcome them in. Can we get them something to drink? Here is where you can put your coat. Here is where you can go and grab something to eat. These are the different things. We would start having a conversation. We would be like, was it easy to find, you know, the party place? We would start having conversations with them. But what I find time after time with my clients is that in different situations, they are building things, they're doing the right pieces, but they're giving value and things like that. They're setting up systems, but they're waiting until certain things happen or a certain amount of people happen before they start acknowledging the very first person that's in front of them. And I don't want you to fall into that. So this is four traps I want you to avoid falling into. Okay, here we go. Number one, do not go and post something on social media, wherever it is, and ghost them. Post and ghost is not cool. Post and ghost is not going to get you moving forward. So, of course, I understand it was a struggle probably to figure out what is your social media content? What are you going to post? What kind of value you're going to give? You jumped so many hurdles just to get the post there. And maybe social media is not your favorite place, but you have to go and create that engagement. So you've made the post, you've had somebody actually comment on the post, and then 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week, and longer go by, and you never go back and acknowledge those comments. That is not going to help you start to create that connection, to build that know, like, and trust factor, to build that engagement. You need to go back and to every single person who has commented on your post, especially at the very beginning. I mean, when you have hundreds of comments on there, then you have to kind of balance out and weigh out, you know, what are you going to do and, you know, who are you going to connect with? But you have to go and start creating connections and answering people, making some type of comment back to whatever they commented. They started the conversation. Well, actually, you started the conversation because you made the post. Now they're engaging with you. Now you have to engage back. Okay. I work with my clients one-on-one and I help them understand how to actually create that engagement, how to do this. Some people this comes really natural to, and some people they're like, oh my gosh, how do I start conversations? Like, you know, I'm not really good at this, like beginning small talk. I'm not really good at asking open-ended questions. Well, I actually do that with my clients in my coaching sessions, and we walk through that and we talk through those situations. But that's number one. That's the first thing that I, the first trap that I want you to avoid when you are working on building this know, like, and trust factor. The second trap is you're building an email list. So you have jumped so many hurdles. You've built the email list. You have created the system of the lead magnet, and people are coming in on your list, and then you never email them. Then you never, you're like, but wait a second, I only have 5 people on my email list. And so I'm going to wait until I get to like at least 50, or I'm going to wait till I get to 100 before I start emailing them or anything, because yeah, that just sounds better to me. Really? Like, again, going back to the party, come into your house, these people are coming, you've invited 50 guests, but the first one walks in the door, you going to tell them, wait, no, I have to wait. I can't talk to you right now until the other 49 come. Like, what? No, we wouldn't do that. Can I tell you a little secret if you have not figured this out? Nobody knows how many is on your email list. When you send out an email to 1, 5, 500, 700, whatever, nobody has a clue who's on your email list except for you and whoever you tell. So they will never know if you are talking to just them, or a dozen people, or a few dozen people. Okay. So you want to start sending out emails. Create a system that works for you. Is that a weekly email? Is that a every other week email? Is that once a month email? Create some type of system that works best for you, but create some consistency on what you are doing so that they know what to expect. And so that you can start building that know, like, and trust factor with how many ever are on your actual email list. So make sure that you take time to start doing that. Again, I work with my clients and helping them. How do you build that? Like, we talk about like the 80-20 rule, about where when you're sending emails 80% of the time, you're wanting to still make sure you give them value, you're supporting them, you're inspiring them, or you're entertaining them. And the other 20% is when you can actually give your offers and share with them how you can support them and how they can work with you. So we talk about and break all that down. If you are ready for some one-on-one coaching so that I can help you move further down the road to being ready to actually create your course, sell your course, launch your course, let me know, because you can go to robinkent.com/coaching and you can find all kinds of different ways that I work with people in building their business or taking their business and scaling it to the next level with a course, and how can we put all those pieces in place. And then also, of course, how to have an audience that you're going to sell your course to or to sell your coaching to. Those are definitely different ways that you can go to robinkent.com/coaching and check it out. And feel free to jump in the DMs and ask me any questions that you have. Okay, number three, the third trap I want you to avoid of falling in is that you think, first of all, you think you have to be on all of these different platforms. You think I need to be on Instagram and I need to be on Facebook and I need to be on TikTok. Maybe I need to create a LinkedIn and maybe I need to have a YouTube channel. Wait, freeze. Okay. Do not go and spread yourself so thin across all these platforms. Again, I work with my clients and I'm like, first of all, think about where your ideal client, because we've already done ideal client work. We've already mapped out what that looks like, how to figure that out. But when you're doing that, you have to figure out where are your ideal clients? Where are your ideal clients? Where are they looking for information and looking for content that you provide? So that's number one. Number two is you have to figure out what platform that you enjoy working on. What can you do? What can you manage and be consistent in so that you can actually keep up with creating this engagement and creating this connection and relationship and things like that? The third trap is I don't want you to go across and try and spread yourself too thin. Because if you're going across everywhere and then you just stop, you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot keep up with this. And you then abandon that location. Then you're like, people like, where are you? What are you doing? Did you go out of business? Are you not here anymore? What's happening? You want to start what you can handle and what you can stay consistent with. Again, consistency looks different for every single person. So you have to figure out what that is for you. But don't fall in the trap of trying to go and do everything and then you abandon ship. Okay. Number four, the fourth trap that I don't want you to fall into is that you send people a lead magnet. So earlier we talked about that you create this email list and then you never send them an email. But maybe you've created this lead magnet, you've sent them the email for the actual lead magnet, and you never introduced yourself. You never took time and did a welcome sequence and let them know who you are, what you do, and how you can serve them. Those are the three main things that you are going to need to do when you create. So you've created the lead magnet, you've created the system, they have their email of thank you, here is your lead magnet, but you also need to introduce yourself. You need to give them the three pieces, and that is who you are, what you do, and how you can serve them. Those are the things in setting up a welcome email sequence to people who are new to your community. I hope you found this helpful. These are four things, four traps that I don't want you to fall into. I see time after time, my clients are falling into different traps, and I wanted to make sure to come here and let you know ahead of time not to fall in these traps. But if you need help in really taking a look of what you're doing and where you want to go, please reach out to me at robinkent.com/coaching. And we can do one strategy session where we sit down and really get you going, or we can set up a series of strategy sessions, of coaching sessions, where we take you one step at a time and we work together to get you exactly where you want to go on your journey as a course creator. Okay, my friend, that is it. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will be talking to you again really soon. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning and believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.